Crispin St. Peter's, the Pied Piper. WRJN, it's exactly 8 o'clock on the nose.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A rude awakening for people around the world trying to access popular apps like Snapchat, Roblox, McDonald's, United Airlines, Venmo. Amazon Web Services was on the blink for hours before engineers could fix it. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
We've seen hundreds of major sites from banks to phone and internet service and entertainment companies affected overnight. Now, the Amazon Cloud Service, AWS, now says, quote, the underlying DNS issue has been fully mitigated and most AWS service operations are succeeding normally now.
The FBI is investigating after what could be a sniper's nest was discovered near a Florida airport President Trump uses for trips to and from Mar-a-Lago.
The Secret Service says it found what agents call items of interest while sweeping the area before the president's arrival Friday. The agency released a photograph of what appears to be a hunting stand or platform in a tree. Sources tell CBS News it was more than 200 yards away in a tree line across a highway. Wear and tear indicates it's been there for a while. The Secret Service says there was nobody in the area where the stand was discovered. The presidential plane has just resumed using that part of the airport after a year-long construction project. Peter King, CBS News.
A fragile on-again, off-again ceasefire appears to be on again in Gaza after Israel says it hit several Hamas targets following the deaths of two IDF soldiers there over the weekend. Correspondent Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
As mediators race to get the ceasefire back on track, President Trump had this to say.
It's going to be handled toughly but properly.
Is the ceasefire still in place?
Yeah, it is.
Families had come out to enjoy a quiet moment at the seaside cafe when an Israeli strike shattered the peace.
The president suggesting rebels within Hamas may be to blame for the IDF deaths. Tourists in Paris turned away at the Louvre Museum for a second day as police hunt for the thieves who made away with priceless crown jewels in broad daylight.
I knew something was up because of the way they swept the whole museum.
But it's great. This is our last day of a long trip, and this is the most exciting part.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is there.
France's President Emmanuel Macron vowed to catch the thieves. Earlier this year, he had announced an 800 million euro makeover for the Louvre that was meant in part to secure the collection that's still on the drawing board.
Blue Jays force a decisive Game 7 in the American League Championship Series on Fox.
Archer lifts the ball right center.
They beat the Mariners 6-2. Winner of tonight's game goes on to Friday's game one of the World Series against the Dodgers. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha man pleaded not guilty to charges accusing him of plotting to kill a judge who rejected his Social Security claim. Police say at Arthur McClurg's home, they found guns, fake badges, and notes outlining his plan, which they say they stopped thanks to a neighbor's tip. About 2,000 people joined the No Kings protest in Racine, while several more thousand gathered in Kenosha. People attending said they opposed the president's policies. Republicans argued that the protest distract from the government shutdown. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nedweski is drafting bills to increase transparency after reports of teacher misconduct cases being hidden by the State Department of Public Instruction. Her proposal would tighten rules on communication and license surrender with a hearing set this week in Madison. Federal agents have stepped up immigration arrests near the state line. Towns like Round Lake and Fox Lake are now seeing Border Patrol patrolling. Officials say the increased presence is part of a regional enforcement crackdown. And Racine and Kenosha teams are gearing up for the WIAA playoffs. There's a Kenosha-Bradford-Racine Case rivalry rematch Friday night. Racine Lutheran, Union Grove, Burlington, and Waterford are also playoff-bound after strong regular seasons. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers outlast the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Arizona, where the Packers beat the Cardinals here last night, 27-23. The Packers substitute kicker, Lucas Haversick, set a new franchise record with a 61-yard field goal. Micah Parsons had three quarterback sacks in the game, the most in his career. Parsons also jumped off sides, allowing the Cardinals to stay alive, but Rashawn Gary able to force a fumble that Green Bay recovered.
The big play, the offsides by me, which is completely unacceptable. We got a right back when we came out and RG with the fumble, so that's the complimentary side. They mess up, make up for us, and we made up for them, and that's the good thing.
The road trip got off to a bad start when the team plane had to be grounded due to a mechanical problem. They didn't leave for Phoenix until 7 o'clock Saturday night.
Obviously, we already have a long, you know, plane ride, and then we were sitting basically on the terminal for about 5 or some hours.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. Start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, breezy with lows in the mid 40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy and cool, highs in the mid 50s. Currently, it's 39.
I get a lot of heartburn. I got heartburn so bad I ruptured my appendix and I didn't even really know it. I was just like, dang, this heartburn's getting bad, man. I'm used to it being up around in here, but now it's down here. Really feels about the same. I walked around like that for months. Finally went to the doctor, and they start pushing around on my stomach, and they get down here, and they send me to the hospital. And then I get to the hospital, and they did a full body scan on me. And the surgeon came back, and he said, it looks like a bomb went off where your appendix used to be. That was his real words. Looks like a bomb went off where your appendix used to be. Everybody was saying it. I heard him out in the hallway. It looks like a bomb went off. Where's it? It was a talk of the hospital. They couldn't stop saying it. Everybody was saying it. That's all I was hearing. And then they found out I didn't have insurance, and they were like, well, it wasn't a full rupture. They're like, get out of here, man. Yeah, I said, you take these antibiotics, and you come back if it gets worse. And it did get worse.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands. The ship that goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far.
Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea. That was the name of the biopic about him. Kevin Spacey starred as Bobby Darin in that movie, Beyond the Sea. It was actually very good. Very well put together in the singing. I think that was Kevin Spacey doing his own singing in the movie. It's 8:10, local news, time for the Sands at WRJN. Sunshine on tap all day today. Highs near 64, sunny and 44 degrees right now here at Radio Park. So this guy in New Jersey was arrested twice in the same day for stealing stuff. Twice in the same day. He's facing larceny and burglary charges. And by the way, his last name is Crook. I know there's a joke in there somewhere. I just have to, you know, look for it. It's 8:11. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's a Monday morning. Make the most of it. Here's CCR. Have you ever seen the rain?
Someone told me long ago there's a calm.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, but I
Supreme Standard Love, 816, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Okay, you go to the office this morning or go to work, wherever you work, and you say, hey, what'd you do this weekend? And the person you're talking to probably doesn't want to tell you they laid around and did nothing. So here are the five lies people use the most when you want them to think they did something instead of sit around all weekend. They went out Saturday night. It was crazy. They did something adventurous like hiking or skydiving. They did something educational like going to a museum. They went out for an expensive dinner or they went away for the weekend. So you're telling me those are all lies when you hear that? If somebody asked me what I did this weekend, I laid around and watched Dateline reruns. I have no problem telling them. 817, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Here's Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Michael J. Fox has a new book out called Future Boy, Back to the Future and My Journey Through the Space-Time Continuum. Fox discusses filming Back to the Future throughout the book, but also touches on his days on Family Ties as Alex P. Keaton. He also drops a couple inside production gems discussing Crispin Glover's acting technique and how he made the camera crew's life difficult on the set because he would not pay attention to his marks or blocking. Fox did say, however, he thought the actor who played George McFly was very talented and committed to the role. Michael J. also addressed his getting the role of Marty after one of the most famous firings in Hollywood. Eric Stoltz was the original Marty McFly, but was let go by the director shortly after principal photography began. After many years, Fox says he and Stoltz got together and found there was no animosity or bad blood and actually became good friends. Still, gotta hurt. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like city development, fire, police, parks, recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
California Dreamin', Mamas and the Papas, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 8:24. A survey asked people to name the things they're only comfortable doing when they're alone with their dogs. Here are the top ones. Talking to their dog like it understands them. I used to do that all the time. Using baby talk with their dog. I think we all do that. How you doing today, little baby girl? Taking selfies with their dog, calling their dog a funny nickname, sharing a meal with their dog, not out of the same bowl. I mean, you know. They eat and you ate. Survey also found 2/3 of people say they've told their dog more secrets than they've told their family or best friends. Now, here's a word of advice. Before you wish your dog can talk, remember what they've seen.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh,
I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. Sakes, turn around.
It's 8:30 on the nose. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A neighbor's quick action may have stopped a deadly attack in Kenosha. Police say 52-year-old Arthur McClurg told a neighbor he planned to kidnap and kill a judge after being denied Social Security benefits. It's alleged investigators found weapons, fake law enforcement gear, and detailed plans at his home. McClurg pleaded not guilty during a hearing Friday. Kenosha County Representative Amanda Nadweski is taking action after a report revealed dozens of sexual misconduct investigations against teachers were hidden from the public. She says she's drafting three bills to crack down on grooming, regulate how staff communicate with students, and prevent accused educators from escaping investigation by surrendering licenses. Nedweski says it's time for transparency and tougher laws to protect kids. A legislative hearing on the measures will be held this week in Madison. The move comes after a report from the Capital Times that showed the State Department of Public Instruction concealed sexual misconduct cases. A 17-year-old from Racine is accused of holding a man at knife point and taking $500 in a late night robbery. Prosecutors say Zaterian Harrington and two others attacked the victim at a 16th Street gas station last Saturday night. Harrington's charged with several felonies, including armed robbery, reckless endangerment, battery, and disorderly conduct, all as a party to a crime. The teen faces up to 40 years in prison if convicted. The Racine No Kings protest attracted roughly 2,000 people. That's according to the Racine County Eye. The rally against the president took place at the high-traffic corner of Highways 20 and 31. A few more thousand are reported to have taken part in Kenosha and Civic Center Park. You can read more about the local effort online at RacineCountyEye.com. Republicans call the demonstration a distraction from the ongoing government shutdown. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, breezy with lows in the mid-40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy and cool, highs in the mid-50s. Currently, it's 39.
I always thought doctors didn't know what they were doing, but now I got proof now. Because if you've been watching TV lately, you have certainly noticed that every other commercial on TV is one of those prescription drug ads. Right? Apparently we're supposed to tell our doctors what to prescribe for us. Like that Prevacid commercial, they're like, ask your doctor about Prevacid. Now, shouldn't your doctor know about Prevacid? Isn't that the guy's job? It's like, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. But what about Prevacid? Hey, you know, you're right. That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Now, how many milligrams is good? Did it say in the commercial? I didn't see the commercial.
I will follow him, follow him.
Peggy March, I will follow him. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN 836. Looking for some beautiful weather today. Sunny with a high near 64, then showers tonight and tomorrow. Currently, it is sunny. It's 44 degrees. Kind of chilly, but it's nice at Radio Park. All right, this is odd but true. No one knows for sure when the fire hydrant was invented because the patent was lost in a fire at the U.S. Patent Office in 1836. Odd but true. Rascals Now, I've Been Lonely Too Long. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Searching, I find that I can choose. I'm free. Oh, yeah. So funny, I just have a laugh. All my eyes troubled.
Do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Who?
Neil Sedaka, Bad Blood, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Sunshine today, rain tonight, rain tomorrow. Actually, showers, but it's, you know, you'll get wet no matter what. It's sunny at 44 degrees right now at Radio Park. You know, when I went to college, they didn't offer courses like this. Texas A&M University offers a class on Texas barbecue that teaches the history of barbecue, cooking methodology, flavorings and seasonings, and different types of barbecue. Class is offered in the fall, held on Friday afternoons. Oh, that's perfect. I like to go to the sampling class, but they didn't offer stuff like that. The barbecue classes, I had English, Spanish, and history and all those kind of classes when I went to college. Real boring stuff. It's 8:43, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. These are the Zombies.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Daddy,
here is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Season, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You know, it's been 5 years, but a survey found the top good habits we've gained during the pandemic. I guess most people still stuck with them, like drinking more water, staying hydrated, staying in better contact with family and friends. Remember during the pandemic, you were lonely, sat home all day, finally started calling your family and friends, which you hadn't called before, regular exercise, spending more time in nature, and going on walks. Yeah, I guess we did learn some good habits during the pandemic. I hope a lot of people stuck with them. The morning show on WRJN brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings. I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we?
Daydream Believer, it's 852, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine all day today, some showers tonight and tomorrow, but right now it's sunny and beautiful. It's 47 degrees right here at Radio Park. WRJN is expanding now when you head north of the Racine County line along Lakeshore. You can hear your local news and timeless hits at 107.3 FM in southern Milwaukee County. And most of Caledonia as well. That clean, clear FM sound for all of your favorite timeless hits. Now even north of Racine on 107.3 FM. Look at all the frequencies we're on. You can't ignore us. We're everywhere. All right. A company developed a car seat that prevents road rage. How do they do it? By massaging you. It monitors your vital signs, detects whether you're getting stressed out or not, then rubs your back and warms up. Now they're thinking, finally. Finally, a good use for something in the car for anti-road rage. I can use that all the time. Yeah. I wouldn't mind having that. Hey, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, we're going to have Beth Heidorn, the executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here. A lot happening for Halloween at the zoo. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning around 7:09. But right now, I've got the Jackson 5. I want you back. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Back, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus, and he's got the Wax Museum. Kurt Vollman at 2 o'clock today, and Kurt's 5 o'clock class reunion set of timeless hits will be from the year 1960. Sounds like a lot of fun. And don't forget, at 6 o'clock, we've got, what's the boss's name here? I forget that everyone's, Chris Morrow, yeah. I always forget his name, except when it's payday. Then I always remember his name, yeah. Have yourself a wonderful Monday. Keep it safe. Keep it right here. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Listen, people, to what I say. I say everybody's got to have their day. And don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime. Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. I once found love just like you. Somebody sometime, but everybody can pull.
to lose somebody sometimes, so take care that you don't lose your heart. Take my advice and you'll always find, and you'll be happy all of the time. Take my advice and you will see, you'll be happy as you can be. Listen, people, to what I say. Got to have their day, and don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime? Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. You never part. Listen, people. Listen, people.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. If you're counting, the government shutdown has just entered day 20. Sources tell CBS News Senate Republicans have been invited to lunch at the White House tomorrow. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders spoke on CBS Mornings.
You know what's going on right now in the House? The Speaker of the House, Mr. Johnson, has given his people a five-week vacation. They're not even in Washington, D.C.
CBS's Michael Toscano reports from Washington.
The federal judiciary has exhausted its funds and will begin curtailing non-essential tasks and furloughing some of its 30,000 employees nationwide while requiring others to work without pay. The Supreme Court was expected to run out of money over this past weekend. The building is closed to non-official visitors, but the justices will handle work functions such as hearing oral arguments and issuing orders and opinions.
Special envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are back in Israel to oversee a fragile ceasefire after CBS 60 Minutes asked the two whether Israel is guilty of genocide in Gaza.
No. No. Absolutely not. No. No, there was a war being fought.
Over the weekend, Israel said it hit multiple targets in Gaza after two IDF soldiers were killed. President Trump suggests rebels within Hamas may be to blame.